I want to just bring a little bit of explanation and a little bit more understanding to your heart and to your mind as to what stillness in your heart and in the healing place is. If you have struggled and you feel like you have struggled with it, I want you to know that it's just completely normal to have thoughts running through your mind when you're trying to be still. And when that happens, what's best is to just return back to the path and just start your focus back on Jesus again. And if you wander off the path again in your mind, just come back again. There's no need to judge yourself or to be upset, or feel like you are even struggling, because the struggle is as much a part of stillness as stillness is. So if you struggle, you just get back on the path without judging yourself. That's so important that you do it without judging yourself. And when we learn to do that, we become aware of when we've wandered off the path, when we're going about our day. And it's those things, when we're going about our day, when it's allowed to just go on in the background and we've wandered off the path of just being with Jesus. It's those things that have entered into our thinking and our consciousness and our processing that begins to wear away at us. And so when we discover in His healing place, in our time of practice, when we have wandered off the path, we just come back on. And I cannot stress the importance of just coming back without judging yourself or thinking, this is difficult, it's too hard, I can't do this. But it is my hope and prayer that we will all come to the conclusion that we can do this. And as we begin to understand the importance of learning to do it, that it will become easier for us because there will be purpose in it, not just frustration. When we begin to come into the presence with God, even if we're struggling, He is not displeased with us in any way. He sees our effort, and He is pleased with our effort because He is right in the effort with us. And He looks at our heart and He sees our heart. I believe with all my heart that the Lord brought this teaching to me to give to the body of Christ, to help you through difficult times, to help you through difficult situations, but to mostly teach you to learn how to be in His stillness. And if you go off the path, you come back without judging yourself. Because if you're judging yourself for that, ask yourself if there's any other ways in your life that you may be judging yourself as being inadequate, unable to do things, being a fearful. If you're judging yourself in any other way, I believe the Lord would say to you, come to me, all you that are heavy laden and burdened, and let me give you rest. For that frustration and that struggle that you feel, even in the stillness, I have made a way for that. I have made a way for you to be healed of that and to learn to come to me with a confidence and to not feel badly of just having to get back on the path. When you're up and about doing life, practicing stillness in this way helps you to recognize very clearly when you begin to go off the path, when you're just doing life. Certainly, there are times that we think and we process what's gone on in our life, and that's a good kind of thinking that we do. But when we get into negative, intrusive thinking or ruminating about something that's already happened, God wants us to learn how to nip that and to be free of that kind of thinking, because that interferes with our very life with God. And so He wants us to learn how to come into stillness, just getting back on the path. You're going to hear that so much, but I want you to get this. Getting back on the path without judging, and just put your eyes and your focus upon Jesus. Just turn your eyes upon Him, and you will begin to come into this place more and more and easier and easier. But it's okay if you're struggling and getting there. That just means that God has healing for us. And so we're going to just to be with God, to learn to let Him love us, to learn to love ourselves, to learn to lay down our burdens and to give them to Him. I read statistics from the Science Foundation that 70% of our time, our waking time, is spent on thoughts that are not uplifting, that are not encouraging, that are negative and pull us down. And God wants us to learn to live with Him, present, fully present with Him. And it's in His healing place that He has purposed for you to learn that. And so I just encourage you to just stay with this and to just be with the Lord in this place and to not allow yourself to begin to feel like you can't do it. I have been asking Him how to speak this to you so that it's something that just like an illumination of His wisdom comes to this for you, and you begin to see for yourself the love that He has for you, the desires that He has for you. They're bigger than our circumstances. They're bigger than our worries. They're bigger than our thoughts about the past. He has so much for us, but He wants us to learn to come to Him because He loves us and we love Him. And in that, we know we are loved. We know He can be trusted. So we come to Him. And when we have had a few minutes of just being still with Him, even if it's been a struggle, you can begin to talk to Him. And He will answer you. You don't have to stay in stillness for 15, 20 minutes, even just a few minutes to just calm yourself, put your focus on the Lord, clearly on the Lord, and to begin to just breathe in that place with Him. Let Him minister into your life, speak into your life, and you listen. And then you speak to Him. Because we do, we take our needs to Him. but he knows them. Even before we take them to him, he knows what we're going through. And when you're struggling in getting into his presence, he sees your heart. He sees your heart of trying. It's like the butterfly when it's still in the cocoon. There's a struggle that goes on in that cocoon with that butterfly before it's a butterfly. But it's the struggle in the cocoon that makes the beauty of the butterfly. And so if you feel the struggle, just think of yourself as the butterfly that is being formed and the beauty that he is putting in you in his healing place. Without the struggle, if somebody came along and pried open the cocoon and let the butterfly come out, it would come out deformed and not ready, unable to thrive in life, unable to enjoy the beauty of life. So we come to him. We let him minister to us. We bring our heart into stillness, and we let our mind come into. We just expect it's going to come. But the more we judge ourselves, the more those interruptions come. Because what we're doing in his healing place is we are allowing God to transform our thinking, to transform the way we perceive life, perceive him, and perceive ourselves. We're allowing that transformation, like the butterfly is transformed. We allow that transformation to take place. And God loves to hear us come to him and to speak to him from connection. Even if it's about circumstances that are troubling us, there's a difference when we speak to him about those things from that deep, heartfelt connection that we are loved. We are loved so very dearly. So for now, I'd like you to just take a deep breath and just breathe in that love that is there for you. And release it. Just give yourself a few breaths before you start talking to the Lord. Just breathe in. And release. And just pause and just breathe. You will feel the presence of the Holy Spirit just beginning to surround you. You will notice that you are in his healing place. And even if thoughts come then, it's okay, you just come back. Just come back. God loves you so very, very much. So the practice is priceless, because that's where we learn to live life in Christ, bringing our heart and our attention back to him. That's how we learn to be everything God has called us to be, is by letting all those other things go that aren't God. So I bless you in this. Just stay here with the Lord even after this recording goes off. And just stay here with the Lord and just breathe and begin speaking to Him. He knows your needs. Let Him draw them out of you. Just begin speaking and hearing His love for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for speaking into our heart. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just stay resting with Him for a bit. Thank you, Lord, for your peace. Thank you for your healing. Thank you, Jesus.